My name is CJ Golding, and I am an African-American environmental leader. That phrase is not an oxymoron, no matter what typical representation in the environmental and outdoor world may tell you. In the few years that I've worked in the outdoors, there have been numerous occasions where I'm the only person of color in the program or on staff. And growing up, there was no role model who was traveling, hiking, canoeing, or spending time in the outdoors in that way. Now, typically when I'm in these outdoor programs, I'll wear my Jordan Bred 11s, which are the only pair of Michael Jordan sneakers I've ever owned in my life. Jordan sneakers are a status symbol in the neighborhood I grew up in, a memento of importance and significance. Unfortunately for some people, they hold higher value than food, books, rent, and in some extreme cases, even the life and well-being of another individual. So it makes sense that when I was facilitating an outdoor youth summit, a young African-American teenage boy stopped me to ask why I was wearing my Bred 11s outdoors. I laughed because that same question and all the underlying ones that accompanied it had been asked of me multiple times. And my journey into figuring out that answer is the subject of this story. In response, I asked him if he had ever seen someone from the outdoor world, quotation marks, wearing Jordans. His answer was no. I asked him if he had ever seen anyone who would wear Jordans exploring the outdoors like we were, and again, his answer was no. The disconnect between those two circles was evident, and as we looked around, we could see that even there we were in the minority. And with that same mindset, I used to believe that I stood on a bridge between two worlds. However, in the infancy of my outdoor career, I understood what my purpose was as that bridge. I was the only African-American leader on staff, leading trips with diverse high school youth of all ages in their first trips into the outdoors. And that summer, as I learned about the nuances of nature and the outdoors, right alongside my kids, experiencing the joys of nature, sitting under the stars in a canoe at midnight, hiking strenuous hikes up to mountain peaks to see breathtaking views, a seed of that connection took root and grew. Eventually, it came to my conscious attention when one of the teenagers on my trip on our last day, a young African-American youth like the one described earlier, said he enjoyed being outdoors in the nature and exploring because CJ did. And I realized the tremendous impact that I could have. I no longer saw the singularity of my skin tone among my peers as a problem, but instead as a megaphone to give weight to the message that as people of color, people from different ethnic backgrounds, the outdoor world is ours to explore as well, and that we explore it in our way. For those who have grown up connected and educated in the outdoors, they now have a chance to connect to new cultures, to see flora and fauna through the eyes of city kids. My Jordans are falling apart. They're worn out from adventures in places like the Grand Tetons and the Grand Canyon. This goes directly against how people should wear them and what people should wear outdoors. But whenever I wear them and go out, they remind me of the fact that although there might be two worlds, I am a bridge. And I am constantly reassured of this validity whenever I see yet another kid from the inner city follow the footprints of my Bred 11s into the woods. For the Seattle Globalist, I am CJ Golding.